This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio on Parade Day in Philadelphia. We're broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. We are at a Super Bowl winning parade, dude. This is the second one I've ever been to. This is phenomenal. This is phenomenal. All the people. Shout out to all the folks that camped out all night for what I don't know to get a good spot.
Well, that's it.
To be here. I mean, congratulations to all the folks that – shout out to all y'all, man, for real.
Well, and shout out to the Eagles because that's why we're here. A great football team that completed the journey and won a Super Bowl. We got so much to talk about as we watch this thing unfold in front of us today. 215-592-9494 for WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. This is – I don't know how else to say this. This is amazing. Like, just being here, being atop. Spike Eskin with us here in our first segment. We're gonna throw it to Elliot and Devin coming up at 10:15. They're live on the parade route. Spike, there's a lot of cool things we get to do on WIP, but I don't think there's anything like this. We're at a parade today. We're at a Super Bowl parade, Spike. This is amazing.
It's unbelievable. And we have such a cool, like, viewpoint of getting to see the entire thing. Like, we're all the way at the back of the parkway. We get to the straight shot all the way to the art museum. It really is unbelievable. And I didn't get to go to the one in 18. I was back at the radio station. So this is my first Super Bowl parade. It's amazing. Very lucky.
Mine too. Everyone that is here today, that is out there listening to us, we appreciate it. If we're kind of your soundtrack today, we'll be that for you all day long. The speeches are expected to start around 2, the parade around 11, and there's so much here with this football team because they're the reason we're here. It's about the Philadelphia Eagles. And as we start here, I just feel happy for a lot of these guys because it was not a normal great season, right? It wasn't like we knew they were great the whole time. I don't think they knew they were great the whole time, but they figured it out. Hugh, when I say to you, who are you most happy for today? Because there's a lot of different people and personalities on this team that, let's be real, were doubted by me, by everyone, by maybe themselves. Hugh, who are you happiest for today that gets to be part of something like this today?
You know what? I know this might sound kind of weird given what has happened over the last couple of days to a lot of people, but I'm gonna tell you why. AJ Brown, because on a level I relate to him in the sense that, you know, he's misunderstood for the most part, and he's been a lightning rod for controversy for the last couple seasons that he's been here. But he's a hell of a player, man, and to be the type of player that he is and to be as driven as he is, you have to be a little different, and sometimes people don't understand that. So I'm excited for him, and, you know, I'm excited for everybody, but I'm especially excited for him and what he's been able to accomplish.
Spike, how about for you? There's so many different people on this team that, you know, maybe they thought they'd be here one day, but maybe 6 months ago they didn't know if this day would ever come. Who are you happiest for today?
Yeah, I think it's funny. It depends on the day. Today I've been thinking about Brandon Graham a lot. And especially the experience doing the Brandon Graham show with him every week. And you said you didn't know if they thought they were this good all year. It was really BG since the beginning of the year. They kept saying every week.
He did. He believed it.
He was like, we're going to get it together. And I know he's generally a positive guy publicly, but you could see in his eyes that he felt that there was something there with the Eagles this year. And he was right. And he had faith in Sirianni. He had faith in Jalen, all that stuff. And then when he had the triceps injury, I remember on our show, Elliot said, I think if they get into the Super Bowl, he's going to play. And I said, dude, this is a four-month injury. There's absolutely no chance he's going to come back and play. But he had his mind focused on it the entire time. And to be able to, if this ends up being it, end his career, winning another Super Bowl and contributing during it, you know, playing a pretty important role until he got hurt, I just feel really good for BG. He's a really positive guy, and he did believe in this team all the way from the beginning.
Yeah, that's a great one. And today, you know, could be his last day with us as a player. I mean, he'll be with the city and the station and everywhere for a long time, but it could be his last day as a player with us. So his moment is going to be an awesome one, and he's one of very few players on this team and this city to have two rings in their career, you know, in a long time. So that's an awesome one. I'll take a big one and an easy one. It's Jalen Hurts. I mean, like, there are certain players, certain quarterbacks that when they're in college or they're drafted, you expect this. Like, when Peyton Manning was drafted, you expected him to have a day like this in his career. Jalen Hurts wasn't expected to have this. Like, maybe you believed in him the whole time, but that his journey, Hugh, and I know, you know, before you came to WIP, you talked a lot about college football. And Hugh, you had an interesting perspective on Jalen when I first met you. Hugh, Jalen wasn't supposed to be here, right? Jalen Hurts wasn't supposed to be a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. But his story is awesome. Like, he got benched. He was a backup. The Eagles said when they drafted him, Hugh, he wasn't ever supposed to be the starter. I don't really believe them, but that's what they said. And then Hugh, as his journey went along, he got doubted. He had ups, he had downs. Even this season, we discussed him every single week on this station. Is he good enough? Is the passing game good enough? And then Hugh, in the two biggest games of his life, he played his best two games. Like, he did exactly what we hoped he could do. And I'm happy for him, because that's a journey that a lot of quarterbacks go on and most never get here.
He's a gamer. You know, I got to thinking, like, I remember when I played, coaches always, I wasn't a practice player, but I like to play on Sunday. That's kind of what Jalen is. Jalen is the epitome of perseverance. When you talk about all the pitfalls that he's had in his career from college to the pros, and the fact that he was doubted the whole time he was here, we questioned some of the things that he said when he said it, with rightfully so. But he had a vision, and he knew exactly where he wanted to be, and now he's there. He's exactly where he wants to be. He's a Super Bowl champion, and he outplayed Patrick Mahomes twice.
Well, he did. He outplayed him. He won. He's a champion. He is a Super Bowl champion today. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We're live today from the site of the Super Bowl parade. Elliot Shore Parks and Devin Caney are going to join us live at 10:15 on the parade route, as we'll get their perspective. And they're talking to people. They're talking to players. They're talking to fans. Well, we're on a rooftop here.
Brick. No, but I'm just saying, it's cold, but it's not that bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's not
it's
bad.
It's horrible. I'm a cold little baby, and I'm a.
But you know what, Spike? When you're cold with a bunch of folks, it don't feel. It's okay.
For me, it actually feels. It feels really cold, to be honest with you. I feel really cold. My little toes are cold. My fingers are cold. I'm bundled up.
My fingers are cold.
Yeah. Hugh, when you're the size that Spike and I are, you get colder.
No, yes. Listen. You know it's cold out here because I put lotion on. My hands are ashy as hell. Like,
I don't have quite that problem.
Dipping my hands in flour all morning long.
They are ashy.
Like, they are super ashy. But I just want to say, because my mom used to get mad, why you got them ashy-ass hands? If my mom was listening right now, I promise you, I put lotion on this morning. It's just cold out here. It's cold.
Well, I'm glad that we got that at the PSA out there. Hugh has his lotion on this morning. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. Today's a day for everyone. Today's a day for you. If you're at the parade and listening, we appreciate that. If you can't make it, we'll be your soundtrack, and you be with us as we discuss the team, the journey, who you're most happy for as we lead up to the parade route past us, and the speech is coming up in a few hours here. Let's go to the phone lines. Chris in Middletown, usually our first caller. He is up first on a very, very special day for the Eagles. What's up, Chris?
Happy Ray Day.
What's up, buddy? What are you feeling this morning?
Let's start with something, because my man Spike is there today. Spike, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great, Chris, except for being a cold little baby.
Spike, I'm glad to hear you got called up out of the bullpen from the minors, you know, a.k.a. the afternoon show, to join the Major League Midday show. Glad to hear you with us today up on the big stage.
Glad to be with Joe and Hugh.
Go ahead, Chris.
All right. let's move past
I'm not
going
to fight with you today, brother. It's Super
Happy Day. It's a happy
you know, you come in trying to take shots. It's all love over here. I don't know what you're feeling.
I know. My shots are out of love, brother. They're out of love. You know that.
We're all a team. Guys, listen, Spike and Hugh went to the movies last night. We're all a team here.
We did. We had a little date.
Big happy family. Listen, guys, you know who I'm most happy for? I am most happy for my Penn State brother, Saquon Barkley. All right? Guys, this guy is not only an amazing, ridiculous player, but he is the ultimate team player. He is also the perfect example of what a franchise wants their franchise start to be, say, act, behave. He's just that type of human being. He got drafted into a train wreck Giants team and organization, and by God's grace was granted freedom by Joe Schoen. Thank you, Joe.
Sheen.
And Spike, thank you for sending that card to him, thanking him. We appreciate that. And he came into football paradise and had a history, regular season, 2,000-plus yard season, broke the NFL record for single season that included playoffs, and walked off the biggest stage with a ring on his finger. And that is the guy who I'm most happy with, and that's why I'm going to leave you out the door with, our world champions, Eagles! Phillies, it's your turn.
Chris, appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, I mean, look, Saquon's a great one. I mean, Saquon, Hugh, you've said this before. It's hard to remember a player as good as him changing the story of his career that much in one season in the NFL.
In one season. And not only that, Jalen Hurts said something during the Super Bowl, when they had the game won, that was profound. Hey, he said, hey, bro, you were the missing piece. And he was right. The one thing that Saquon brought to the table, Joe, is that we've seen some really good running backs come through here, some Pro Bowl running backs. They went to the Pro Bowl the first seasons here. But he was special. He was different. He was that type of guy that, as a defense coordinator, if I was a defense coordinator, you lose sleep at night trying to figure out how you're going to stop this guy. Because, you know, the traditional sense, you put eight in the box, that's supposed to be the cure-all for that. That wasn't the case. He beat eight-man boxes all the time, and he would hit home runs from anywhere on the field. That was the difference in this team this year, man, and it made them hard to defend. Made them real hard to defend.
Yeah, and Spike, you were closer to it the last few years before you came back with him and with the Giants. We all knew he could play, and he was great and had talent, but, like, he got lost in the shuffle of the NFL because that team was so bad. And then to jump here and become one of the biggest stories again, and now he's a winner – he must just, like, be smiling ear to ear all the time.
Well, and not just a great player, but you could tell. I remember the first training camp, I was in New York, and I heard Saquon talk, and I actually went back to work, and I said, I want to cheer for that guy. Like, I don't like Penn State, right? And I don't like the Giants, but I wanted to cheer for that guy. And I think his presence, not just as a player on the field, but in the locker room, from two perspectives. One, because I think he's a great team guy that his teammates love. But two, because he has the perspective of what it's like to be on a team when they suck.
And they have no good players.
And I just got the feeling that he knew there was no way he was going to allow these guys to waste the opportunity that they had because of, you know, infighting and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, he knows what it's like to not have the players and not have the opportunity, and he took advantage of it. And I almost think Jack had mentioned this. Because Jalen won Super Bowl MVP and Saquon wasn't the Saquon we have seen on the field, it's almost like the story of him has been underplayed over the last week or so. This was the greatest single offensive season I've seen from an Eagles player beginning to end as long as I've been alive.
Yeah, and I underestimated the leadership stuff. I was just thinking about they got a great player. But there was a story Sports Illustrated had the other day that there was a quote in there from an Eagles, you know, person with the Eagles saying he healed us. I mean, that's a big thing. Not just a great player, but a great locker room guy and leader. All right, let's go down to Elliott Shore Parks and Devin Caney. They're live on the parade route. We have them with us right now. Elliot, Devin, how are we doing this morning?
What up? How you guys doing this morning? Man, he was not lying. It is cold out here, but it's beautiful as well. It's beautiful as well. The sky is clear. The Rocky statue is on top of the steps. It's an awesome scene down here in front of the Art Museum.
So, Devin, paint the picture for us. Where are you guys? And tell us what's going on, like where you are.
So we have prime seating, honestly. Elliot and I were saying we were, like, shocked at how great our positioning is down here. We are literally facing the Rocky Steps, facing the podium where the players will get up and make their speeches. There's seats in front of us where I'm guessing it's going to be VIPs, sponsors, team staff who aren't players. And then Parkway is behind us. And, guys, it is packed. Everyone that we've talked to around our area has been here since 5:30 p.m., since 10 p.m. They literally stayed out here all night long. So as much as we have been complaining about how cold we are, we really can't say anything because there are lots of people who slept out here to see this parade and to see these guys make their speeches.
Those are some special individuals right there. Hats off to them. I'm not doing
that. And I think, too, what's been so cool, we walk around, talk to some of the fans, and obviously today is about winning the Super Bowl and the players, and I know you guys are talking about who you're happiest for, and certainly tons of people on the team to be happy for, but you hear the stories of the crowd. One dad is here with his son, and we know last time they won the Super Bowl, his son didn't even really remember it. He was so young, and now they're here celebrating together. Another person I talked to talked about how she wishes, you know, her uncle could be here with her, but she's thinking of him today, so that's just been really what's hit me the most, I think, since getting down here is, you know, just the fans and just the overall feeling of just pure happiness here from everyone that's been waiting out since yesterday.
Devin, how about for you? Who are you happiest for today? I mean, this is such a journey for all these guys, and a lot of them, most of them, you know, in fact, doubted along the way. If you had to pick out one person you're happiest for today, who is it?
From the Eagles, I'm going to stick with who you guys were just talking about, and that's Saquon Barkley. Joe, you just said that Saquon came in and he healed the Eagles. I think the Eagles in Philadelphia healed Saquon Barkley. He's talked a lot about how, you know, he lost his confidence as a player, and then he came in and had the season that he had here. And I'm excited for him and a lot of the players who are maybe in their, you know, first season here in Philadelphia, or players who haven't really gotten to experience this level of success in Philadelphia as an athlete, to see just how much the city comes out for them, how much the city loves them, because they certainly brought everyone in Philadelphia, every Eagles fan, tons of joy. So I'm excited to see it paid forward and hopefully watch some Eagles players catch some beers on top of those buses, guys.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Yeah, they won't be the only ones. There's going to be a lot of that going around. All right, guys, we appreciate you hopping on. We'll check back in soon. I'm sure we'll talk to you a lot throughout the day as a very special day continues here in Philadelphia. There they are, Elliott Shore Parks, Devin Caney on the parade route. Ike Reese up here with us. Good morning, Ike.
You turn the mic on.
Damn it, Dave. Wake
there
up over
go.
There.
There we go.
Holla at your boy.
Come on, Ike.
Lock in, Breitmeyer. Lock in.
The guy's ready to roll here. Ike, how you feeling today?
Well, I'm cold.
Yeah, you're
I'm
not the only
saying.
One.
Yeah, yep. Toes are cold right now. But you know what? This is a great atmosphere, man. I mean, these fans have been out here, some of them, since last night. I can't really believe that. But I've actually seen
bananas,
it with
man.
My eyes.
I
saw the tents. They had
it's unbelievable.
Out.
It's unbelievable, man. The way this fan base sort of wants to rally around this football team and celebrate them. It's been an outstanding year. It culminated with the second Super Bowl championship in franchise history. And let's be honest. We're not used to having parades around here. So when it's time to have a parade and it's time to have a party, no one celebrates like Philadelphia celebrates. So we're just at the beginning of what's going to be an exciting day today.
Yeah, it's going to be a special day and one that's going to be remembered for a long time. Ike, who are you happiest for? I mean, there's a lot of guys on this team,
wow,
all throughout the team. that were doubted, that we weren't sure were good enough. I said to start the show, I'm not sure if they thought they were good enough in September when they were struggling the way they were. If you had to pick out one that you feel the happiest for as they get to ride down Broad Street today and be part of this thing, who is it?
Well, outside of a personal touch there with nephew, because of Jeremiah winning, being on this team, obviously is an extension of the family and us as a brotherhood. So I'm certainly happy for the Trotter family. Put that out there. But then I got to go with Saquon. I think this season has been about Saquon. I don't think we're here without Saquon Barkley. The fact that he's able to leave New York, come here, and for me, it was just solidified when you hear some of the mic'd up stuff from the Super Bowl. Like, the importance of his presence, his leadership, his demeanor on a team that collapsed at the end of the year, that had some leadership questions going in. I think his presence was a calming presence for this team. Even when they had rough times, I think his presence helped simmer some of those situations to where it didn't sort of spiral out of control. And quite frankly, he was the best football player in the National Football League this year and should have been the MVP. So if I got to pick out one player that I'm most happy for, I'm happy for all of them. Some of them were here back in 17. But, you know, it would start with Saquon and then probably Jalen and Nick Sirianni is right there as second. You know, tied at second right behind Saquon.
Yeah, Hugh was mentioning that mic'd up too. They all recognized it. It was like, it was almost one of those things where I don't know if they ever talked about it, but they all knew it. He was the most important guy they had.
Yeah.
Not just on the field, but every aspect of it. All right, coming up, we're broadcasting live here from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge of the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. Coming up, we'll get to your phone calls. Who are you happiest for today? As we're about to have a parade start in about a half an hour, it'll come by us. We're on the parade route. Speeches later, early in the afternoon. And we'll go to Buzz on Broad. Buzz is on Broad Street.
Where the hell is Buzz at?
We'll find him. We're going to find him. Buzz on Broad somewhere out there at 1045. We'll have that for you. Your phone calls as well. 215-592-9494. It's parade day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm about to be drunker than I've ever been if that happens, so it's going to be a fun time.
Among your teammates, you just said you might be drunkest you've ever been.
I'm definitely going to be beside him, number 74 right now. He ain't looking up right now, but he know I'm talking about him.
Huh?
Mekhi Becton talking about being drunker than he's ever been. Welcome back. We're broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealer. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, joined by Spike Eskin and Ike Reese. It's parade day. Ike.
I'm just yelling for no reason.
You're not the only one.
Dude, how much alcohol does it take to get a guy the size of Mekhi Becton the drunkest he's ever been?
It's like this old story of Andre the Giant where he had to drink like beers.
Yeah. It depends. Is he a drinker?
Oh, because if he's not, he's
it probably won't take much.
But here's the thing, because I know a little bit about this. As a guy, they're probably going to be drinking beer, correct?
Yeah.
They all got a truck.
So, that was pretty dope. Shout out to Saquon for that. So, I'm thinking as big as he is, he's going to be about 10 beers in before it really starts to take effect.
Right.
But, here's the problem with drinking a lot of
beers. Light beers.
No, they're not drinking Natty Lights. That's what I learned that yesterday.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
It's Bud Light. They're not drinking the Buds. They're drinking the Lights.
I think it's
Bud Light.
Yeah, I think they each have a truck of Bud Light.
So it's going to take – so the problem is this. He's probably going to be 10 beers in, Spike and Ike.
Yeah.
He's going to have to pee.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
He's going to have to – It's going to be a lot of peeing between here, between the NovaCare
right.
and getting here.
Got to get one of those kind of bus beer. For that?
Got to get a big diaper.
Dog.
We talked diapers yesterday. Hugh was blown away by the idea of the diaper.
I was thinking – like, you know how my mind worked, dog. I was thinking, like, damn – there's some folks out here right in this crowd right now got a diaper on. Because they've been drinking. Because who was that? Kyle's cousin, A.J. Greeny. Was it A.J. Greeny?
A. Greeny.
He sent us a picture this morning. He had a backpack full of Natty
Greeny
Lights.
A. Greeny got a backpack full of Natty Lights, dog.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's a lot of beer to be drinking. To be smart, you got to wear a diaper because porta potties going to be at capacity.
Yep.
So you probably got to wear a diaper.
You're going to find a corner.
Well, you know, as a guy, you can do that. But what about the girls?
They'll be finding corners, too.
Ooh, yeah, dude.
It says Philadelphia.
Yeah, we'll walk around Philly enough.
The city of brotherhood.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So you mean today Philly's going to smell like New Orleans?
Yeah. I think it's an anything goes day. I mean, just enjoy yourself. You need a diaper, you need a diaper. It's okay. We're not going to judge. All right, 10:45, we're going to go to Buzz on Broad. We're going to find out where Buzz is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Sports on Broad Street and get his perspective on what's going on. We also will throw it to Devin, who's interviewing fans down on the street. We'll get to that.
That's ought to go good.
Yeah. Oh, that's gonna
keep your finger on the dump button, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle, don't walk away. Let's go to Anthony in Haddonfield on the lines here. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, gang?
Anthony, what's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Man, this is my second time to call in. Yesterday was my first, but a long, long time listener.
Well, we appreciate it, Anthony. What are you feeling here today?
I am just so stoked. I'm still can't get over the Super Bowl, which I attended. I mean, I'm still raw with my throat. I can't even give you any Eagles cheers, man. That's all that went on over there. That game is just so incredible. TV, it just doesn't do it justice. I mean, Mahomes never had a chance to even get set. You know, the rushes, the sacks, and the crowd. Oh, my God. I can't believe how we travel.
Yeah, well, you could hear it right away. I mean, you could hear it early in the game. The first couple plays where the Eagles made a good play and the Chiefs didn't, you could hear it. It's funny, Anthony, you're talking about the game and Mahomes. They have a screen here at the parade site, and they're replaying the game, and I keep watching it over. It is amazing how they just dominated a team that never gets dominated. Like, the Chiefs never looked like that, Anthony, and they just crushed them.
Yeah, I have never got a chance to see it on TV yet. I'm waiting. I just haven't had the opportunity. But, they just dominated them.
You can find it, Anthony. It's out there.
Yeah. Pretty much when I got,
I just got home Wednesday, really. By the time, the first thing I did was look at some TV just to see if they called it the same way as it looked, you know. It was really a rough.
Oh, it
and
was.
And then they put the second string in at the end of the game. That's even better. It's like
a rub. And that's so rare in a Super Bowl. Like, Kenny Pickett finished that game. Anthony, we appreciate the call, man. The fact that it was that big of a blowout, Ike, it was almost like an October game. Like, they just blew him out. And, like, put Kenny Pickett in there at the end. You never see that in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Gatorade shower came before the 2-minute warning. Yep. You never really see that. Yeah, I mean, it goes or coincides with how I felt during the game. Like, after the Cooper Jejean interception, I was starting to strike up the band then. And then they went up 24-0 before half. And then when the Chiefs didn't come out and score, I was like, yeah, this game is pretty much like they're not going to do anything. It felt like the defense had an answer for everything the Chiefs were trying to do.
Smothered and covered.
Yeah, and the Chiefs had no answer. Like, they had no counter. It's not like the Eagles' defense was doing anything that was complex. They just couldn't block the guys up front.
And to see a team, Spike, that never gets beat like that, get beat like that, it was almost like it was shocking. And then it became like, oh, they're not going to recover today.
Yeah.
You know, they look shocked. Andy looked shocked. Patrick Mahomes
looked
shocked.
Kelce looked like he was done.
Ike and I have been talking about it all week. He said he was celebrating it at 17-0.
Yeah.
The moment for me was even at halftime when it was 24-0, all I could think was like, well, the Chiefs are down in every Super Bowl. They're getting the ball after halftime. If they score a touchdown after halftime, then I don't know, this could be a game. But as soon as that didn't happen and you realized that there was just no way they were going to be able to score, I know what the final score was, but spiritually, this game was 40-6.
I petitioned that on all
this thing to 34-0.
Yeah, on all the stuff that is printed, T-shirts, whatever, it should say 40-6.
Yes, like I agree.
If you ask me 10 years from now what the score was, I'm going to get it wrong because I'm going to say 40-6.
I tell y'all what, I'm glad y'all were so confident in that because I didn't think the game was over. Hey, listen, to 3 minutes was left on the clock. I was still like, hey, and then I started doing the math, you know, because math ain't my thing. But I was like, wait, but they can't get back in this game with 3 minutes left. I was like, okay, it's okay to tweet. It's okay to start a tweet. But, yeah, y'all were more confident than me in that. Only thing I kept thinking was there's a lot of football left to be played, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of football left to be played. But to your point, and we talked about this yesterday. When you're getting your ass whooped like that, I mean, and you don't have an answer for ass whooping, only thing you're looking for is somebody to get you out of the ass whooping you're taking. And the only thing to get you out of the ass whooping is time.
Time.
That's it. Just let the clock run out.
And quite frankly, when it got to 40-6, the Eagles started celebrating.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how the other two touchdowns happened. The defense stopped. I mean, Vic Fangio stopped calling a real defense. Yeah, like, it was over with at that point.
Yeah, it was totally cosmetic.
Cost me the over.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. There it is.
All roads lead back to Ike.
Always does. All right, let's throw it down to Devin Caney. She's interviewing fans down on the parade route. All right, let's throw it down to Devin.
Thanks, Joe. I'm down here with
Chris Nady,
who is a Gardner Minshew doppelganger.
Super fan. Go to every game.
How are you feeling? I mean, how long have you been out here?
Just as confident as it was before we went into that game. Look where we're at again. Look how many trophies are on that banner over there. Two now. Let's go.
There are, in fact, two trophies on these massive Super Bowl champion banners. So what time did you guys get out here?
About 5:30 p.m., 5:40 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
So, like, did you bring a tent, a sleeping bag? Did you sleep out here?
Well, we had two chairs, a cooler, some garage beer, and we're good.
Garage beer, a la Jason Kelce. They do have a banner. It says champions. That's a really good Super Bowl logo. I love that. All right, who are you most looking forward to giving a speech today?
I've heard some rumors about Chauncey Gardner. I'd like to see what that's about. But I thought Jordan Mailata might take the reins, if it's an O-lineman at least.
Yeah, I know. Jordan Mailata says he has nothing prepared, but I think we all know that he'll probably give a good speech.
He's a comedian and he's a good singer, so you never know.
Yes, he is. All right, thank you. Have a good time today.
All right, so there's Devin interviewing a fan. That guy sounded like he's been here since last night. He had that raspy voice, like, I've been out all night.
He ain't going to make it.
No, it's funny because Devin was being real careful with the questions that she was asking.
What's he going to say?
Yep. You got to be careful.
Yeah, you
got to
be careful what you got to ask. Yeah, yep. It's going to be one of those days, man.
Not everybody who's been here since yesterday is going to make it to the speeches. I'm telling you that. Not everybody.
You might need a little nap before. Yeah. I mean, if you've been out that long.
Well, here's the good thing. You're going to have time to take a nap.
Yeah, before they get it. All right, so speaking of the speeches, so Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was mentioned there by the fan that Devin interviewed. Who are you guys most looking forward to? Because I don't think anyone's going to top Kelce 7 years ago, but this group has some characters that could, like, if Chauncey Gardner-Johnson gets up there, they might have to just take the mic away from him. He might say a lot of crazy things.
He might rap.
I just want to hear Nick.
Nick.
I want to hear Nick.
And it's always so rare the coach is who you want to hear, but he...
Oh, redemption tour,
dude. I mean, when we do his press conference on Tuesdays, Kyle has to dump him on a regular Tuesday in week six.
And he has a tendency of just going long. Like, normally on a Monday, we air Nick's press conferences on Monday. And by halfway through it, I'm like, dude, shut up. Enough already.
Long talking.
But today... I would love to see a legendarily way too long, they have to rip him off stage kind of thing.
You know what I would like to
see Howie and Jeffrey in the background, like, man, laughing. Get down.
Yep.
You know what I would like to see him do today is be as petty as he wants to be because he deserves
absolutely.
That. I want him to call people out. You know who, like, listen, I know he's a colleague, and I'm not saying call the colleague out.
Call him out.
Mike Silski. I want him to talk bad about Mike Silski a little bit. Mike Silski, I love you. It's just that, you deserve to be called out.
The kids at the press conference.
I'm just saying. I mean, I love you, Mike. I'm just saying. I'm being petty. It's petty day. It's petty day. Call out Mike. Yeah. Hell, call out us at the station. Hell, call me out because I said you was a booby. You was a bubblehead. You still a bubblehead, but
you weren't
a bubblehead.
The only one, Hugh.
You a bubblehead with
a championship. I thought the guy should have been fired in week
this
four.
This is the day where you tally the receipts.
Yeah.
And you tell everybody to kiss your ass.
Well, listen, he thought about it last night, what he's going to say.
Yeah. Ooh,
I don't know what final version we're going to get.
Wow, liquid courage could change that.
Why is Todd looking like a racist trooper rolling up in here? Todd Herman, what's going on, man? That's my dog.
T. Herm.
Hey, look, Todd beat me up when we was in the league. Todd beat me up at practice one day.
AJ Philly, Todd Harriman's in the building.
Got legends here. Eagles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now the party's really about to start.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I got in trouble. I'm good. I didn't get in trouble.
You're already in trouble.
I've got the bosses back there.
All right, let's get these guys to sit down. Todd Harriman's going to sit down with us and chat for a second here.
Todd.
Eagles legends.
Have a seat.
How about that?
Wait a minute. Is Todd okay? You okay? You good?
He said he's good.
Oh, yeah. We don't give a damn. What state you in? Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Kyle's back in the studio. He's man at things. It's all right. All right. Todd Harriman's going to sit down with us here. Todd, what's up, man?
What's going on?
How you feeling today?
How can you not feel great
this
on a day
awesome,
like today?
Isn't it?
A little cold, but I'm
yeah, we've all said
with
the same thing. A little cold, but.
If you're prepared, it's not bad.
Yeah.
So are you prepared?
I need gloves.
So how did you prepare for the day? Like, did you, like, you know, it's a
well, first
fact,
of all, I came down here last night because I wasn't about to deal with tournaments.
Okay, so you stayed in the city?
Yeah. What a vibe, man. The city is on fire
is
right
awesome.
Now.
Wind.
I haven't seen so many happy people.
It's the best,
I don't
isn't
remember.
It is. All right, take us through what it was like for you watching that Sunday. I mean, they didn't just win that game, Todd. They beat this crap out of a team that
beat
never –
my
like, God, the Chiefs never lose like that.
Good job,
they never get beat up.
No, dude, and it was the best thing to see. It's almost like they were sleepwalking through the season, just catching wins, and we slapped the shit out of them, woke them up.
Well, that,
yeah, we're gonna probably have to dump
that.
Oh, my bad.
They did slap them around. They did that for 3 hours on Sunday night, and now
as long as it wasn't me,
we get to have a parade. Yeah, Hugh, you're
the crazy
the
thing
right
was
now.
Is like the confidence that we were having leading up to the game, the fan base, the players, the coaches. There was just this crazy confidence and. We had it for a reason because we went out there.
Todd, I hope we were on Radio Row last week, and Monday morning I woke up and I was like, you know what? I think they could blow him out. And he was like, you're nuts. But I had a feeling.
I didn't see it coming.
I thought there was a path. Now, I didn't think it would be 34-0 in the third quarter. That was pretty strong. But, man, when they were at their best this year, they were just a special football team.
Well, it turns out I know nothing about football because I thought that the championship game was going to be a close one. I was like, oh, I don't even know if we're going to cover. And we ended up putting a 50 burger on them. And then going into this game, I said, I think it's going to be close again because I didn't want it to be. And I figured I would just be wrong. So,
you know, as an offensive lineman, when you see what that Eagles defense was doing to that Chiefs offense, what did you see? What was the first thing that jumped out to you when you saw that dominance of the Eagles D?
I just think when you have four hungry animals up front, you know, you let other guys relax and play their position without so much stress. You don't have to do anything crazy. You just got to play football when the guys up front are getting after it. And, man,
they were getting after it.
So, AJ, as a quarterback,
yeah.
when you're under siege like that, what do you say to your offensive line, man?
It's tough. I mean, that's the recipes for success. You can get a pass rush with four down linemen, right? As a quarterback, if somebody gets to you and you're throwing against a zone where they're dropping so many guys, I mean, it's hard to find guys. I mean, it truly is. I mean, guys that sit in zones, you have to anticipate stuff earlier than you want to, mm-hmm. and that's where mistakes happens. I mean, if you think back to, like, when Tom Brady got beat by the Giants, it's kind of the same recipe. They rushed four guys, they didn't bring extra people, and they got to him.
You know what? Another question I wanted to ask you since you're here. This is how I always thought, like, the earlier you can get to a quarterback in the game, is it the quicker you can mess up that timing in his head? Is that true? Is that how it goes for you guys?
Truly. You know, I mean, for me, I welcomed extra blitzers, right? Because that meant that I was getting one-on-ones on wide receivers or backs or tight ends, and I knew that someone's going to be open. All a guy has to do is win his one-on-one matchup with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, getting hit early and often, especially with only like a four down front sitting there, it wreaks havoc. And it gets in your head, definitely.
Guys.
The crazy part is how they rush Mahomes, though.
I know.
You know what I mean? Because usually he's going to find an escape lane or something.
But that's
why it takes all four up front. Like, you can have great edge, you can have great interior, but there's going to be a way to escape. And this game, they had all four taken care of.
It felt like at times he thought he could escape, and then there was someone right there ready to just – guys, I've never seen Mahomes get hit like that. That was one of the coolest things to watch the Eagles defense, AJ, do that to a quarterback that's that great, because in his career he's been blown out like 5 times in 8 years. It's nuts. Yeah.
And Hugh would speak to this too. I mean, it was the spacing of the rush too, right?
Yeah, they were wide,
and the interior guys were pushing up the middle.
Yeah.
Nobody was kind of getting outside, giving him a lane to push up and go anywhere.
Yeah, no question about that, man. And the way they were rushing, it was one of those things where they were just fit. They just out-physical the Chiefs. You know, a lot of people were talking about how in the second half Andy made adjustment. He didn't help his quarterback out. There was no adjustment to be made for an ass-whooping.
There's not.
You know, so it was one of those things, man, where as much as you know, people say, well, this, that, and the third – they just were – their four was better than their five on Sunday.
Hands down.
Yeah, and then the other side of the ball, guys, Jalen Hurts was incredible. I mean, and I don't know where you guys were at with him all year, because there were some ups and there were some weeks where the passing game wasn't great.
I was right along with everybody else.
But, man, that when he needed the last two games were by far his best. He was awesome in the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, he's been steady all year with his focus and just – telling everybody to calm down and just wait and see. And
he showed up.
Yeah, I mean,
man.
Dude, I love the confidence he has.
Yeah, he does. AJ,
the even keel mentality of no highs, no lows, regardless of the outcome, I'm still keeping my same attitude and approach to the game. You know, it's kind of the Tom Brady deal. It's just what you do. Although Tommy's a little more fiery on the sidelines, I don't know, Jalen just kind of stays even keel and fights through it.
Yeah, and then Hewin is in his biggest moment. Jalen played his best football. I just thought he was in control of the game. You know, like, it's one thing to throw it well, have a big play. I never thought on Sunday he was out of control. He dictated the game on Sunday.
Oh, no question about that, man. It was you know, and we argued about this all season long, AJ, but I wonder how you feel about it when you say a quarterback, he might not have all the measurables of a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, anything like that, but he's a winner. And that was one of the things that I felt about him. It might not be pretty. It might not show up in the stat line, but he's a winner. And I think that's what he shows Sunday.
Hands down. I mean, that's what he is, a winner. I mean, you know, you think about what he's gone through in his career from being in college, you know, and being a second-round draft pick and, you know, surpassing a guy that we paid a lot of money here and kind of riding that. And then, you know, during the season, people are talking about him, you know, not having the great stats, but somehow managed to win games. So, I mean, there's something to be said for a guy that wins games and doesn't put up a ton of stats, because that's the true measure is how you win and when you win.
Right. That's the only thing that matters, winning. You know, there's so many stats and metrics this year or that now in today's game that really we get lost in the numbers sometimes. And,
yeah.
And you forget the big picture, which is winning the whole thing. And he did it.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you look at guys that don't win and they put up bigger numbers, and he wins and does it. But, you, like, on Sunday, I don't even know how many yards he threw for. I know he was the best player on the field for 3 hours, right? Like, that's like what matters.
It was like 200 and some
yeah,
change.
Yeah, it didn't matter, because when he had to make throws, he made throws. And when he had to run, he ran. He was totally awesome. Guys, this is such a cool scene. We got the buses starting to go here. There's nothing like a Philadelphia parade. Like, this place is going to be, it already is, Hugh, wild. And I can imagine what it's going to be like when the players are coming
here. You know what, Joe? I'm sorry, but the only thing I can think about is,
who's on the school buses?
What's going to happen when they have to go to the bathroom? Like, because this is a long day. Where are you going to go to the bathroom?
Figure it out, Hugh.
Just go.
There's no rules today.
There's a fountain right in front of us.
Hey, AJ, Todd's not here yet. But as you get older, you think about stuff like that. You strategically go places, and you know where the bathrooms
are. I'm getting close. I thought about it before we got on the elevator, and I made a stop.
I was like, wait a minute. Where the bathroom at? Because I do not, like, listen. Hey, guys, fellas, older guys out there listening to this show right now that are coming to the parade, if you're in my age bracket, don't mess around with your bladder, man. Don't be holding your pee now. Because holding your pee can mess your bladder up, Joe.
Well, yeah, Hugh, thank you.
Don't
you
want to mess your bladder up.
Well, that's my sign to leave. Thanks for having us on, guys.
Guys, we appreciate you hopping on. Todd Herriman's AJ Feely. What a special day we have. All right, let's go
still
down.
Mad you beat go me birds. Up at practice.
Go
still,
birds.
I'm still mad birds. You beat me up at practice, Todd. That wasn't cool.
Yeah, he tells me about that all the time. Ended his career. I mean, how about that? All right, let's go to Dan Wilson live on the parade route. Buzz on Broad. What's going on, Buzz?
What's up, guys? You guys can hear me okay?
We got you. So, we got Buzz on Broad Street. Buzz, where are you?
Yeah, so I'm actually, this is Buzz on Broad, but I made my way over to 11th and Patterson. I'm actually standing right next to the old Veterans Stadium, Liberty Bell, in front of Citizens Bank Park, if you guys know where that is.
Yes.
Me and a bunch of other people are standing up here for a better vantage point. There's just fireworks going off at the link. It looks like the buses are getting ready to go here in just about 10 minutes, so should start on time. There's some steady blowing. An electric scene down here, as you can imagine.
It does sound like an electric factory. Buzz, they cheering for you as you're on the mic?
Uh-oh, Buzz.
Oh, absolutely.
The ladies are cheering for Buzz.
It's Valentine's Day, Buzz. You looking for a Valentine?
Well, I got my girlfriend next to me, so I don't think I'm looking
that
for
probably
a Valentine.
That probably ain't a
But I do have the a WIP hat on. Had a lot of people excited to be interviewed on WIP here this morning. I'll tell you one thing, guys. I don't know how well you can see. You got a vantage point on top of Logan. I've been impressed with the diversity in jerseys here today. Like, I remember last time, 7 years ago, at the parade, a lot of Foles, a lot of Wentz,
yep,
stuff like that. I'm seeing jerseys of everyone, whether it's Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, obviously a lot of Saquon, Jalen Hurts. It just shows how great this group was truly as a team, that there are like 20 different players represented.
Yeah, it's a good way to frame it, Buzz. They got a lot of jersey-worthy players. You know, guys, you're like, yeah, I'll buy that jersey. I saw a bunch of Cooper DeJeans as I was walking in today. We're going to see a lot more of those in the coming years. Buzz, we appreciate it. We'll check in again soon. There he goes, Buzz on Broad. How about that? We got our correspondents in the field.
Buzz on Broad. I like that.
Yeah, Buzz on Broad. All right, we got a lot coming up here. We're going to get to all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. We'll check down at the parade. Devin, Elliot, Buzz, they're grabbing people as they see them. And we'll get back to your phone calls. Who are you happiest for today? Your feelings on a very, very special day in Philadelphia sports. The parade is about to begin. We're live broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Behind every great champion is a great night's sleep, and Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. You can do it too with Bed Match, only at Mattress Warehouse. Now let me break this down for you a little bit about Bed Match. You go into the store and you say, listen, I'm trying to find a mattress. You go lay on the bed, you push a couple buttons, boop, boop, boop. You lay on the bed, you lay one way, you lay another way, and they find the perfect mattress for you. So that means that you don't have to go around and lay on all the beds. You just lay on one bed, and they find the perfect mattress. And now during the President's Day sale, you can save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide. Plus, you can get a free adjustable base on select mattresses. Rest assured, because when you buy a mattress at Mattress Warehouse, you have a one-year price guarantee on your purchase. Find a better price, and boom, we'll match it. Plus, 50% the difference. And with next day delivery, you can buy your mattress today and be sleeping like a baby tonight. Shop now and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's mattresswarehouse.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.